local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, we've got rain on the way and possibly some severe weather over the weekend. More details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries clearing a Government in Houston Street. Other than that, it's been a pretty good ride. If you're traveling across the Bayway to Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley, no delays along I-10. Northbound 65, looking good from Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill and 65, all the way up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with occasional showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Friday Style, Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Friday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local family is pleading for your help to find a missing teenager. 17-year-old William Rose has been missing since April the 2nd. That's when he left in the early morning hours. Family members are grateful that surveillance video from a nearby neighbor's home captured the last moments Rosa was seen in Mobile. Family members say it's on that video where you see Rosa getting into a silver SUV last spotted on Halls Mill Road near the I-65 overpass. They believe he met the person who was driving online. His family describes him as possibly being autistic and that he's homeschooled and usually does not interact well with strangers. If you have any information which could help bring William Rosa home, you're urged to call police. ABC Signs and Lamar Advertising have both pitched in, putting up billboards and signage around Mobile County to assist. An arrest has been made in a recent case of arson involving a church bus. 30-year-old Randy Lee Hale is suspected of setting that church bus on fire in Mobile. Hale was charged with first-degree criminal mischief and second-degree arson. This is coming from last week's bus fire at the Gospel Lighthouse Church. According to the Mobile Fire Rescue Department, the church's bus was fully engulfed in flames around 6:50 a.m. April the 4th. Now, thankfully, no one was injured in that fire. Police arrested Hale on Thursday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An autopsy on 2-year-old Joy Monell is expected to be completed today. Her mother, 36-year-old Jessica Monell, was emotional during a bond hearing on Thursday. Authorities say Monell left her daughter inside a van for 8 hours. Meth was found in her apartment where she told deputies she had been sleeping all day. An Orange Beach man faces trafficking and distribution charges after a raid at his home. Law enforcement confiscated more than 24 marijuana plants from 53-year-old Henry Peters' home. Where the plants were found was unusual.
This area in the flooring that was what appeared to be used as a vent pipe. And we noticed that there was air coming from that location. We could hear a fan.
And 2 small earthquakes were reported Thursday near the Alabama-Florida line. The first was recorded around 11:30 yesterday morning near Flomaton. It registered as a 2.5 magnitude earthquake. The second around 3 yesterday afternoon, slightly stronger at 2.8. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betheforveterans.com.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson in the mix at Augusta. The Bay Bears get back on the winning track, and Will Wade set to meet with LSU and NCAA officials for the first time since being suspended from the LSU Tigers in early March. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are tied for the lead at 6 under par after round 1 of the Masters. DeChambeau birdied 6 of his final 7 holes on Thursday, while Koepka had a more consistent round, hitting 15 of 18 greens in regulation. 48-year-old Phil Mickelson is alone in second place after shooting 5 under on Thursday. It was Mickelson's best opening round at the Masters since he last won the green jacket in 2010.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun to get off to a good start. It's fun to play well. And I hit a lot of good shots today. It was really a fun round around here.
If he were to win, Mickelson would be the oldest major winner in golf history. Ian Poulter and Dustin Johnson are tied for 4th at 4 under par, followed by a group of 5 players tied at 3 under and a group of 10 at 2 under. That group includes Tiger Woods, who shared the lead for much of his first round on Thursday before finishing with a 70 at 2 under.
I've shot 70 the 4 times that I have won here, so we've still got a long way to go. I mean, I got my work cut out for me the rest of the week, and so does everyone else.
Tiger's opening round yesterday was the first time he has shot under par in the first round of the Masters since 2013. Some other notable names on the leaderboard: Bubba Watson shot even par and is tied for 29th place. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and defending champion Patrick Reed are at 1 over par. And Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth had disappointing starts at 3 over par. Round 2 gets started this morning in Augusta. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Mississippi Braves 7-5 last night, overcoming a 3-run deficit with a 6-run fifth inning. Johan Urania hit a 3-run homer in the win for the Braves, while the Bay Bears continue the 5-game road series against Mississippi tonight at 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves fell to the New York Mets 6-3 in the series opener in Atlanta. New York's Ahmed Rosario had a three-run homer and four RBIs in the win. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his fifth home run of the season in the loss. St. Louis completed a four-game sweep of the L.A. Dodgers with an 11-7 win. Jose Quintana struck out 11 in seven innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Pittsburgh 2-0. San Francisco shut out Colorado 1-0. San Diego beat Arizona 7-6, and Cincinnati beat Miami 5-0, completing a five-game sweep. In the American League, Oakland beat Baltimore 8-5. Oakland's Chris Davis hit two home runs in the win, while Baltimore's Chris Davis continued his record hitless streak. He's now gone hitless in his last 53 at-bats. So a tale of two Chris Davises
probably
there.
Probably somebody in the stands named Chris Davis.
I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Or the fake driver's license that they show everyone, just the generic.
Hi, Chris Davis.
In other games, Seattle homered in an MLB record 15th straight game, defeating Kansas City 7-6. Cleveland shut out Detroit 4-0, and the Red Sox beat Toronto 7-6. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Mitch Marner had two goals, and Toronto beat Boston in Boston 4-1. The defending cup champs Washington defeated Carolina 4-2, and Calgary shut out Colorado 4-0. In college basketball news, five LSU basketball players have now announced that they will enter the 2019 NBA draft. Yesterday, Emmett Williams became the latest to announce his intentions to turn pro. He joins freshman guard Javonte Smart, freshman forward Naz Reid, sophomore guard Tremont Waters, and junior guard Skylar Mays. Meanwhile, suspended Tigers head coach Will Wade is scheduled to meet with LSU and NCAA officials today, agreeing to speak after more than a month of silence. Wade was suspended in early March after an investigation was launched following the leak of a wiretapped phone conversation between the coach and a recruiting middleman. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with occasional showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you own property that looks like a jungle, or own a waterfront home or lot and you can't even see the water, then you need to call Mako Forestry Services. Clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years, significantly improving the enjoyment, the use, and value of your property. Mako has all the equipment to get the job done, on budget and on schedule. Call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I've got an overturned vehicle, Dolphin Island Parkway, just north of the bridge. No injuries involved. And Mobile Police Department also working another accident with injuries, a government in Houston. Across the Bayway, the Causeway, it's quiet. No problems, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 620, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale. Now, I wouldn't think it's going to be too great because it looks like Saturday evening through Sunday morning, obviously rain part of it, but some severe weather for the state of Alabama, maybe down here in our neck of the woods.
So. Got to be on the lookout for that.
And already this morning, I was surprised to see this. I didn't think it was going to hit till later on, but small craft advisory already up. So if you were somebody lucky enough to have a busman's holiday, whatever a busman's holiday, if you had a busman's holiday for today and you're going to slip out and do a little fishing, yeah, small craft advisory already in effect for today. And it seems like this morning wasn't nearly as windy as it had been earlier in the week, but small craft advisory in effect right now for the bay and in near shore water.
Seems like, I mean, it's only April, but we've had some roller coaster weather over the last few weeks.
And it's spring here along the Gulf Coast, although you can say, and that's summer along the Gulf Coast. Oh, yeah, and that's fall. maybe not fall so much along the Gulf Coast, and wintertime along the Gulf Coast for sure. Also, on the way this hour, we'll talk about a couple stories that from Montgomery. Number one, you remember I said that watching the people who would get in or not get in for Senate 2020 might tell you who else would not get in, and that too would be State Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh and Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. They seem to be coming from the same lane there.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ainsworth announces yesterday he will not run for U.S. Senate in 2020. I'm just going to say sometime the next week or so, 10 days, you're probably going to hear officially that Del Marsh is in for Senate 2020.
I'm writing it down. You're calling your shot.
Yeah, because when one of them has now declared that he is not, that says to me the other one's probably close to saying that they will. So we'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Carnival Cruise Lines in the spotlight this morning, one day after a federal judge threatens to block Carnival Corporation from docking its cruise ships at U.S. ports. The issue is possible violations of a probation agreement. According to the Miami Herald, the U.S. District Judge will make a final decision on the company's future at a June hearing. That's where she says she wants to hear from the chairman and president in her courtroom. That decision being closely watched by officials here in Mobile, as Carnival Cruise Lines operates one of its ships out of our port. The cruise liner has been on probation for 2 years as part of a $40 million settlement for dumping oil from its Princess Cruise Line ships in the ocean. Prosecutors allege the ships have continued to violate the terms of the agreement, allegedly falsifying records and dumping plastic garbage into the ocean. The judge says the people at the top are treating this as a gnat. If I could, I would give all the members of the executive committee a visit to the detention center for a couple of days. It's amazing how that helps people come to focus on reality. Carnival, meantime, says that there were, quote, some mischaracterizations made by others to the court. Carnival's five-year probation began in April 2017 and requires a third-party auditor to inspect the company's 102 ships. A social media encounter leads to a real-life shooting here in the port city. A man meeting up with a woman he'd communicated with on Facebook was shot on Thursday afternoon in Mobile. According to our news partners WKRG, the man approached the woman on Raven Drive around 4 p.m. Thursday. That's when another man tried to rob him. As the initial man ran to get away from the would-be thief, he was shot. The victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Mobile police learned these details while interviewing the victim at the hospital. Police have not yet released any word on if any arrests have been made. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5. And on the way, yes, some more shaking going on. Two more earthquakes in our area registered yesterday. Give you details in just a second. I want to tell you about the folks at Grove and Grove.co. Not .com.co. And I'll remind you of that in a second, because you're going to want to go on the website, but it's not .com, it's .co. Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable. Over 500,000 families right now shopping Grove.co for things like non-toxic dish soap and plant-based skincare. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and then delivers them straight to your door. So you make better choices for your family with just one click. Now, we've done this in the Sullivan House. I think we're right now, we'll be going into our third week with Grove next week. And I love the products. We've got a whole different, we got stuff for house cleaning, for hand cleaning, everything in between, mop wood floor cleaner, the eucalyptus mint shower spray. Also, the Burt's Bees facial cleaning towels, spearmint antibacterial bathroom cleaner. But I tell you the one I love the most, that Mrs. Meyer Spring Multi-Surface Spray, which is one of the items you'll get in your introductory pack when you sign up with Grove. Everything at Grove is healthier for you and the planet, and it really works. And right now, new customers will get a free cleaning set in limited edition scents. When you place your first order at $20 or more, you'll get the free Mrs. Meyer Spring Hand Soap, the Spring Dish Soap, the Spring Multi-Surface Spray I was just telling you about, plus Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy and their Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. Try Grove right now before the exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place your order of $20 or more. It's an incredible deal. It's a ton of free stuff, but you got to go to grove.co to get this. Check out Grove and the special offer at grove.co/mobile, grove.co, .com/mobile. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, so the swarming continues. Remember, that's the term we learned from Dr. Alex Beebe at the University of South Alabama in the geology department, that when you have, you know, we were calling it clustering or something like that. He said it's actually the term they use is swarming.
Almost like termites.
Or I was thinking killer bees.
Yeah,
something like killer that. Bees. And I don't mean save up. I don't mean right. my buddy killer bees. I mean actually the killer bees. So they call it the term that the geologists use is swarming, and that means a series of earthquakes that seem to be was in geological terms. I guess a swarm, if you take 2 or 3 months of having earthquakes in the world of geology, that's things happen in hundreds and 200-300,000 year spans. Things happening over months of time seem to be pretty rapid.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, from the first time that we had an earthquake a few months ago, we sat in here going, wow, that's strange. We don't normally get earthquakes. And since then, there have been
seven. So that's what, so two earthquakes yesterday confirmed by USGS near Flemington, which it's been Flemington to Century, Florida. Flemington, Alabama, down to Century, Florida. That's kind of been the area that these have popped up. First earthquake was magnitude 2.5, occurred about 11:33 yesterday morning. Second earthquake, magnitude 2.8, and happened at 3:11 yesterday afternoon. Since early March. Because this has been
seven
going on.
Since early March.
Right, so there have been seven since early March in that area there, Flemington down to Century, Florida. Now, we got to think about, we first started talking about this, late 2018? Dr. Alex Beebe. So
first time we talked to him.
So the total number is going to be a good bit higher than that. And I tell you what, if you want to go back in our podcast, too, and hopefully we'll get Dr. Beebe back on the show, but go back in our podcast, we've had a couple long-form interviews with him about the fault lines that actually exist in our area, Northwest Florida, right, one going right through the Mobile Tensaw Delta, what's happening offshore as well, and why we get these trembles around here. It's really fascinating stuff. You can go back and check those shows out in our podcast page by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking podcast. Be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled early this morning Alabama can move forward with the lethal injection of an inmate whose execution was halted by a last-minute stay from a lower court. 46-year-old Christopher Lee Price avoided execution last night for the 1991 stabbing of Pastor Bill Lynn. Price's attorney argued that lethal injections have been botched and asked for Price to be executed by nitrogen gas instead. It's a method approved but not yet developed by the state. Justices determined Price waited too long to raise the objection. The state must now schedule a new execution date. An 11-year-old boy disappeared from a friend's house in Escambia County, Florida last night. Deputies are looking this morning for Jeremiah Jackson, who was last seen around 10 last night. He left the home on South Pound Lane in Pensacola and was walking to his home on Emperor Drive. A litter of puppies was killed in a raging fire at a mobile home in Loxley. The fire broke out around 1:30 Thursday afternoon on Fox Branch Road. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Julian Assange's mother has taken to Twitter, calling on authorities to be gentle with her son, who is jailed in London after his removal from the Ecuadorian embassy. Assange is facing conspiracy charges in the U.S. New information on the arrest of 21-year-old Holden Matthews, the white man charged with arson in the burning of three African-American churches in Louisiana. Correspondent Josh Campbell is in Opelousas.
We're told that the subject's father, who is a sheriff's deputy, was brought into the sheriff's department, was told that his son was a primary subject, and that father deciding to help investigators lead his son to a location where he could be safely arrested by authorities.
Lee County, Kentucky has agreed to pay nearly $254,000 to the federal government after getting caught submitting more than 1,000 fake reimbursement claims to Medicare and Medicaid. In Kabul, Afghanistan, the Taliban announcing the start of their spring military offensive, even as they engage in peace talks with the United States. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The head of the International Monetary Fund says with global growth slowing and many countries struggling with high debts, now is not the time for the self-inflicted economic wound of trade wars. Christine Lagarde says a key guideline for policymakers at this delicate time should be do no harm. Lagarde didn't specifically mention a year-long standoff between the U.S. and China, but she didn't have to. The world's two biggest economies have slapped tariffs on $350 billion worth of each other's products in the biggest trade war since the 30s. Bayer says it will comply with a mediation order from a California judge, but it will continue to defend its products in court. The California judge, who is overseeing the litigation alleging Bayer's Monsanto Roundup weed killers cause cancer, yesterday canceled a trial set for late May and ordered confidential mediation between the company and the plaintiff's lawyers. Crude oil trading at $64.46 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
If you love mud bugs, listen up. Crawfish for a Cause is coming to the grounds in Mobile Saturday, May 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Tickets include all-you-can-eat crawfish with beverages for $30. There will also be a silent auction, live music, and activities for the kids. Tickets are limited and are only pre-sale online at Eventbrite.com. Proceeds go to USA Health University Hospital's Arnold Letterman Regional Burn Center.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the rain back in the mix and possibly the severe weather you were telling us.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to see a round of thunderstorms and possibly some severe thunderstorm activity, and that will be Saturday night and into Sunday morning. In the meantime, we've got another warm day today, upper 70s to near 80 degrees. There's a slight chance we could see a shower develop later this afternoon, and the skies will vary from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. Now, tonight, same thing, just a slight chance of a shower, but also some patchy fog developing late tonight. The low will be in the 60s, in fact, upper 60s, so quite mild tonight, 68 degrees at daybreak. Now, for Saturday, it'll be a mostly cloudy day and become rather windy. We could see some scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, but mainly some scattered showers, and up around 80 degrees. But the wind will be southeast 10 to 15 in the morning, but up to 15 to 25 and gusty in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, that's the big story, a big storm system moving out of Texas, and a cold front will be sweeping across Mississippi and Alabama Saturday night and Sunday morning. So we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms developing Saturday night after dark, in fact, closer to midnight. Some of that those thunderstorms could become severe. The best chance for severe thunderstorms will be over central Alabama, where there is the possibility of some tornado activity. So look for plenty of rain, perhaps an inch or two overnight for Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then on Sunday, it may turn out pretty good with most of that rain ending in the morning, and it could be early morning, and becoming mostly sunny and a little bit cooler, a high of around 75 degrees, but still kind of breezy through the day. And then colder for Sunday night, down to 45 degrees. And then Monday looks great, sunny and about 75, plenty of sunshine Tuesday in the upper 70s. And then we'll start to see the effects of the next storm system on Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow, so just a couple days in between, seeming pretty frequent right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Bill, let's talk about, once again, you said upstate, maybe the chance of tornadic activities here. Just lightning or winds, straight line winds? What could be our...
Straight line, yeah. Straight line winds, thunderstorms. We may see eventually by before daybreak a line of thunderstorms which will form ahead of the cold front. And that's quite common in this area to see that kind of development with the arrival of a front. And so it'll be more of scattered activity as we after dark, and then more of a line of thunderstorms late in the night or early morning.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. We got that weekend weather scale coming up.
Working on it now.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, today, because everything's got a day, mm-hmm. right? What was it, like Siblings Day the other day and then Pet Day yesterday? Today, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
That only makes sense.
Yeah, it's a natural flow from siblings to pets to grilled cheese.
You don't have to put much work into it. I like National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
There are some people, I'll say this, I wonder if there are more people that like pizza or more people like grilled cheese.
That's a great question.
Because, you know, those are two that have, they're pretty popular, mm-hmm. right? Because you'll see these polls like Americans, 3% don't like pizza or something like that. Who doesn't like a grilled cheese?
Yeah, that's a great point. Because if you get
have an allergy or something, y'all go if, I'm sorry, but if you have an allergy, go to the back of the room, don't get in the conversation because you maybe you would like it. You just, I understand you can't have it because you have an allergy. But for those that don't have some kind of allergic reaction to cheese or something mm-hmm. like that, do you like the grilled cheese?
Usually very late on a Friday or Saturday night, I've been known to eat a grilled cheese. And if it's perfectly mm-hmm. toasted, with mm-hmm. I mean perfectly buttered.
Grilled and grilled.
And grilled.
It's not called a toasted cheese.
Yeah, I like putting it on the pan. I do that more than the grill. But if there's the right amount of butter on it and some cheese, perfect amount of cheese in there, I mean, you can't beat it.
You know what else you put? You put mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on it.
Trust me.
I've never done that.
You put mayonnaise on it beforehand that gives it that... Yeah, get the crusty, you know, the crusty shell mm-hmm. to it that makes it right. It's mayonnaise.
If you put bacon on it, is it still a grilled cheese?
I don't know, but it's for me. That's for sure. What about you? You can take grilled cheese, do them the simple route, And I make a lot of them because my son likes them. And when it's the two of us and the girls are gone from the house, we have some grilled cheese. And he loves tomato soup. I've never seen an eight-year-old love tomato soup like he does. But we grilled cheese and tomato soup this thing up. And but we're doing, you know, the Kraft American singles and whatever, you know, wheat bread, whatever we have in the drawer there.
Uh-huh.
But grilled cheeses, people are taking them fancy, like anything. You know, and like Americans will do it, whether it's our trucks or our grilled cheese, we'll take and mod them out and do other things. So I know there are a lot fancier grilled cheeses out there. People got recipes and ideas. You hit us up on the text line, 343-0106 on this National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Y'all celebrate. We'll be right back. Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you're telling us, the clients, to be watering infrequently but watering deeply right now.
Yeah, you really want the lawn or your plants to go after the water you're putting out. So if you're watering every day, water stays up around where that root zone is. It never has to reach out and go after it. So you're building healthier roots by watering infrequently and watering deeply.
But then again, that watering regimen may change at my house or your house or somebody else's throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so watering frequency, how long, how often, how many days. I mean, that's going to change as you move throughout the year, more, sometimes less. And it's really going to change from landscape to landscape. There's different watering requirements for each landscape. So that's really why we built a program for our irrigation tech to come out different times throughout the year to set your irrigation up, customized for your landscape.
All right, I want to do that. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can reach us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not quite clear the accident there at Government in Houston. That's one with injuries. Also, an overturned vehicle at Dolphin Island Parkway just north of the bridge. No injuries involved there. State troopers are working that wreck. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8370. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Segment of the show brought to you by our friends at CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 642, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news this morning as a missing child has been found safe. Earlier this morning, Escambia County, Florida authorities confirmed that 11-year-old Jeremiah Jackson has been safely located. He was last seen last night around 10 p.m. We are expected to get more details in the coming hours and days as to where the child was found, the condition of his health, and if any arrests will be made in connection to his disappearance. If you've ever been stuck in traffic or sideswiped by another driver, or maybe someone's just driving way too close for comfort, if your reaction would be classified as road rage, the Anti-Road Rage Act may be of interest to you. On Thursday, the Alabama House of Representatives passed a bill prohibiting drivers from staying in the leftmost lane on interstates for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. Representative Philip Pettis, a Republican from Lauderdale County and a former Alabama State Trooper of 25 years, says the goal of the Anti-Road Rage Act is to reduce the risk of accidents and violence that can result from drivers becoming so angry because slower drivers, well, impede traffic flow by staying in that left lane. Representative Pettis says the Alabama Department of Transportation told him they would run public service announcements and provide road signs to let drivers know about the change if the bill becomes a law. The House passed the bill by a vote of 61-24. It now heads to the Senate. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, the talk of town is termites, man.
It is. We know we do live in one of the areas that has the largest Formosan termite pressure in the area.
And when that happens at home, it makes a lot of news in the neighborhood. So let's prevent us being that home.
Yeah, I would recommend reaching out to us. You know, you can call. We'll have a home evaluator come out and evaluate the house and do an inspection, then give you what it would take to put under a contract.
How does Aero protect our home from termites?
We use the Centricon colony elimination system.
So I've heard about Centricon. How does that work?
Well, we'll come in and put strategically placed stations around the perimeter of the house, and we come back and monitor those. It has active bait in it, so you have your active ingredient all year round.
All right, so we need to get y'all out right now, before swarming season gets here, which you always tell us is around Mother's Day. Get you out now to make that evaluation. How do we get in touch?
You can reach us at 888-GO-AERO or aeroexterminators.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An autopsy on 2-year-old Joy Monell is expected to be completed today. Her mother, 36-year-old Jessica Monell, was emotional during a bond hearing on Thursday. Authorities say Monell left her daughter inside a van for 8 hours. Meth was found in her apartment where she told deputies she had been sleeping all day. An Orange Beach man faces trafficking and distribution charges after a raid at his home. Law enforcement confiscated more than 24 marijuana plants from 53-year-old Henry Peters' home. Where the plants were found was unusual.
This area in the flooring that was what appeared to be used as a vent pipe. And we noticed that there was air coming from that location. We could hear a fan.
And two small earthquakes were reported Thursday near the Alabama-Florida line. The first was recorded around 11:30 yesterday morning near Flomaton. It registered as a 2.5 magnitude earthquake. The second around 3 yesterday afternoon, slightly stronger at 2.8. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson in the mix at Augusta. The Bay Bears get back on the winning track, and LSU Tigers coach Will Wade set to meet with LSU and NCAA officials for the first time since being suspended. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are tied for the lead at 6 under par after round one of the Masters. DeChambeau birdied 6 of his final 7 holes on Thursday, while Koepka had a more consistent round, hitting 15 of 18 greens in regulation. 48-year-old Phil Mickelson is alone in second place after shooting 5 under on Thursday. It was Mickelson's best opening round at the Masters since he last won in 2010.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun to get off to a good start. It's fun to play well. And I hit a lot of good shots today. It was really a fun round around here.
If he were to win, Mickelson would be the oldest major winner in golf history. Ian Poulter and Dustin Johnson are tied for 4th at 4 under par, followed by a group of 5 players tied at 3 under and a group of 10 at 2 under par. That group includes Tiger Woods, who shared the lead for much of his first round on Thursday before finishing with a 70 at 2 under.
I've shot, 70 the 4 times that I have won here, so it's a long way to go. I mean, I got my work cut out for me the rest of the week, and so does everyone else.
Tiger's opening round yesterday was the first time that he has shot under par in the first round of the Masters since 2013. Some other notable names on the leaderboard: Bubba Watson shot even par and is tied for 29th place. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and defending champion Patrick Reed are at 1 over par. Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth had disappointing starts at 3 over. Round 2 gets started this morning in Augusta. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Mississippi Braves 7-5 last night, overcoming a 3-run deficit with a 6-run fifth inning. Johan Urania hit a 3-run homer for the Bay Bears in the win. Mobile continues the 5-game road series against Mississippi tonight at 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves fell to the New York Mets 6-3 in the series opener in Atlanta. New York's Ahmed Rosario had a 3-run homer and 4 RBIs in the win, while Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 5th home run of the season in the loss. St. Louis completed a four-game sweep of the L.A. Dodgers with an 11-7 win. Jose Quintana struck out 11 in seven innings, leading the Cubs past Pittsburgh 2-0. San Francisco shut out Colorado 1-0. San Diego beat Arizona 7-6. And Cincinnati shut out Miami 5-0, completing a five-game sweep. In the American League, Oakland beat Baltimore 8-5, and Oakland's Chris Davis hit two home runs in the win, while Baltimore's Chris Davis continued his record hitless streak. He's now gone hitless in his last 53 at-bats. Seattle homered in an MLB record 15th straight game, defeating Kansas City 7-6. Cleveland shut out Detroit 4-0, and the Red Sox beat Toronto 7-6. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Mitch Marner had two goals, and Toronto beat Boston in Boston 4-1. The defending Cup champs Washington defeated Carolina 4-2, and Calgary shut out Colorado 4-0. In college basketball news, five LSU basketball players have announced that they will enter the 2019 NBA draft. Yesterday, Emmett Williams became the latest to announce his intentions to turn pro. He joins freshman guard Javonte Smart, freshman forward Naz Reid, sophomore guard Tremont Waters, and junior guard Skylar Mays. Meanwhile, suspended Tigers head coach Will Wade is scheduled to meet with LSU and NCAA officials today, agreeing to speak after more than a month of silence. Wade was suspended in early March after an investigation was launched following the leak of a wiretapped phone conversation between the coach and a recruiting middleman. It's 6:51 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, and hold on to that Tiger cut, that audio. Maybe we'll play it next hour, because it just always strikes me when I hear Tiger talk, no matter what he's talking about, what the subject matter is talking about. Sounds like he's just talking to a buddy about catching lunch at a fast food place.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up? Yeah. It's like he's like just the same level, the same kind of deadpan.
He's really casual, and I guess that comes from talking to the media and being a superstar since you're, what, 18 years old, 19 years old?
He hit his first golf shot on TV at 4.
Yeah, very, very young.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And he's a lot more laid back since he came back to the tour in the last few years.
Big time. 651 plus. A lot of text about grilled cheese and National Grilled Cheese Day, so we'll land that plane when we come back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a couple older accidents and overturned vehicles still clearing Dolphin Island Parkway just north of the bridge. Also still an older accident at Government in Houston. That's with injuries and wreckers are on the scene. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays and no other accidents in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile is having a summer special. You get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, fog with occasional showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
All right, 6:53 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Yeah, a lot of chat here, a lot of chatter about grilled cheese. And our buddy Tony in downtown Fall River says, explain the fabrication of the mayo grilled cheese. We'll do that when we come back. Let's catch some headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're stuck in a jam and need to borrow some money from a payday lender, you could soon have more time to pay them back on Thursday. Advocacy groups encourage lawmakers to support the measure, they say, because it would give those who have to borrow the money a more realistic chance to repay those loans. Proposed legislation would give borrowers 30 days to repay a loan instead of what they're getting now, which is as little as 10 days. Supporters say that once a person cannot pay their loan back on time, well, that loan's interest rate could skyrocket up to 456%. Groups who support the reform, the Alabama Arise and the Appleseed Center, both say that they've seen state data which shows more than 200,000 Alabama residents turn to payday loans in just 1 year, and that same data confirms that most of those people took out multiple loans. Sticking with the money theme, look at the date. And now look at your calendar. Yes, next Monday is tax day. Your 2018 federal tax returns are due by April 15th, which is Monday. If for some reason you cannot file your federal tax return on time, you can request an automatic 6-month extension. But if you do that, you must do that by or before April 15th. But keep in mind that an extension to file does not extend the time to pay your tax. If you do not pay your tax by the original due date, you'll owe interest on the unpaid tax. You may also rack up additional penalties for filing and paying late. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way in just a few. Yeah, National Grilled Cheese Day. And one of the texts will go through these. Tony asked, Sean, explain the fabrication of the mayo for the grilled cheese. Okay, here's the thing about the mayo. And Dalton and I were talking about this during the news break. So what I do, and I learned this from some third party. I didn't come up with it on my own. I wish I had that kind of kitchen cred, but I don't. You spread a light layer of mayonnaise on the one side of each piece of bread.
Okay.
Then I use I've got a flat top nonstick griddle thing mm-hmm. we can put on the stove, and I use that, and I put those sides down, and something with the process of the mayonnaise with that heat gives it that kind of crunchy, crusty.
Mm.
You know how a good grilled cheese almost has like a almost like has varnish maybe on the outside.
It's
like
the fat in the mayo, probably.
It must be
cooking,
and it gives it that nice mottled look there with the different browns and tans on the outside of the bread. Maybe it tastes better or whatever. But I just started doing it, and the kids like it. So I mean,
I've got to give that a shot.
And I use a lot of butter too. Never heard of it. I use a lot of butter because butter makes everything better. Eric says best grilled cheese is bacon and shredded extra sharp cheddar. Okay, what time do we need to get there? I'll eat that for sure. This is good. Josh says, when my daughter was a toddler, she called a grilled cheese a crunchy.
That's pretty cool. I used to call it a girled cheese.
A girled cheese?
I couldn't say it. Girled. Girled cheese.
His daughter called it a crunchy. He said the name stuck, so we all call him that now. Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach says grilled slices, cheese, Borden. He likes the Borden. I had to do the Borden or the Kraft American Singles. Suzanne, I'm coming to your house too, says homemade mayonnaise and sweet and sour pickles, tomato soup topped with shredded cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
Crack a pie-ow. I like it. All right, National Grilled Cheese Day. Y'all can keep the text up, and we'll be coming right back.